Good morning. Being grateful is not about a holiday. Being grateful is being grateful for those who help us in life and when we need help, and givers of help when others need help. I'm grateful for my wife who takes me on every day. I'll do something stupid every day. That's kind of a laid out plan. Over the years, I want you to know that though we don't have all the people we used to have, I'm grateful for all of you. Every one of you have a place here. You have a function, and that's what God chose for you to do. I have a function that He chose me to do. When I first got the idea to preach, I had been courting Miss Nita. Okay, she was begging me, so I went courting her. That's a lie. I went begging her. So we hit it off, and we dated for some time. And I was working at different things. I worked for A&P, Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. And I then went to work as a welder. I went to a trade school, did that after we got married. But she told me when we were dating, she said, "I just asked one thing of you." And I'm thinking, one thing? She lived right by a Baptist preacher, right across the street. She said, "Whatever you choose to do in this life, please promise me you'll never be a preacher." I laughed louder and longer than I've ever laughed in my life. 2 years later, I went to White's Ferry Road. I'm grateful that she didn't leave. And I'm grateful I got to do that because I didn't choose this job. This job chose me. I'm grateful for every one of you here. We've known each other for a long time, most of us. 5 days from now, November 24th, 22, most of us will celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. We can't do it all today, but we can do some of it today and prep for what's coming up. God knows that we're humans. And that we humans struggle often. So He's given the language of lament in the Psalms. And almost half of the Psalms are about lamenting. If you don't know what lamenting is, just get knocked upside the head. And when you finish crying, you'll be done with it. You'll have a perfect example. It has lament in the Psalms. It has hopelessness in the Psalms. It has self-pity in the Psalms. It has anger in the Psalms. It's a wonderful time in our lives and in the lives of our families, however, when we can get together, share a wonderful meal, loving relationships in a peaceful environment, free from worry. That's what we have. I personally think it's awesome that Thanksgiving is a national holiday, and I hope that the upper echelons in government never take that away. Even if they do, I will not quit. Throughout the Bible, there's not mumblings, but shouts of thankfulness and the spirit of that thankfulness that's brewing in all of mankind. The Psalms are filled with encouragement to give thanks to God who gives and sustains our lives. I'm thankful every day that I'm able to be alive. When God calls me home, however, I will be thankful to be in His presence. The New Testament If it does anything, encourages us from the words of the writers to be thankful in all things. You could just go all over, especially the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, "In everything, give thanks." Now, wait a minute. What if one of those everythings is something I don't like? Sometimes you have to live with what you don't like. Is that right? Can you be glad for that? Do you know that negative things often help us see better the clearer things? For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. We find it easy to be thankful for big things. Oh, I got a new car. For me, I got a new laptop. You know, for the one I broke. And you might be saying, boy, I got a barrel of monkeys. I don't know what you're looking for. But God is a God of thanksgiving. We need to come to understand that God allows negative things so that we become stronger. We won't be weaklings. Very difficult to be thankful for negative things in life. You know, a snake bit me on the leg. I'm not going to go home and say, hey, y'all, look at this. Isn't this fun? This is not fun. When things happen to you that can kill you, that's not fun. But when you get past it, you're stronger than you were before you had it. Year after year, it appears, to me anyway, that our country is moving further and further away from the thankful spirit, who as a nation would rather demand our rights instead of just saying, thank you. When we grow an unthankful nation, we're in trouble. Psalm 8, 1 through 9. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. You have set your glory into the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. Do you know that God is absolutely in love with you? We've got preachers preaching a negative message today somewhere because they're all over the country. Nothing is good enough in many churches, especially in our expression of faith. Something's wrong with that. You've made them a little lower than the angels. Wait a minute. Who is them? Raise your hand if you are them. He has made you a little lower than the angels. Do you realize that if you're lower than the angels, you are still powerful? You're not weaklings. This is what God's thankfulness gives us. What is mankind that you're mindful of him? Human beings that you care for him. You made them a little lower than the angels, crowned them with glory and over. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. You put everything under their feet. Did God give us charge to do right and exercise that in this world? All the flocks, all the animals of the wild, the birds of the sky. Do you know when you hear that bird, when you get home and you walk out of the car and that bird's singing if he's not frozen to death, that bird is in your possession? The birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Somewhere, somehow, We seem to have developed a national idea that somebody somewhere owes us something. I'm going to tell you something. If anybody owes anybody anything, it's us owing God. We owe it all to Him. And when we get whatever the something is that many often feel we get because it was due, with that mentality, quite honestly, it's very difficult to find ourselves being thankful. I don't have everything I want. I don't really want a lot. Honestly, need to tell you, I just really don't want a lot. Most of the stuff I want is computer stuff. What you have to understand is that computer stuff is what brought you 54 million people taught. That's big stuff. That's not play. That's like having a typewriter if you're going to write a letter. There's a truth that's basic to every person, and I want you to listen to it. Every person on the earth needs to hear this. We came here naked and breathing. Now, if you're not breathing, you don't count. We brought nothing into this world, and we take nothing with us when we leave this world. You were never your own, ever. You always belonged to God. Knowing that, we need to embrace and understand that when it's all added up, nothing added to nothing is nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I can brag about something. I can't brag about that. I had nothing to do with me being born. And if you look around here and say, man, I wish so-and-so never been born, that's none of your business. If God wants to make a rattlesnake your preacher next week, that's His job. We came here with a promise that God would love us, He would provide for us, and all He asks for us is two words, follow me. We complicated the mess. God made it easy. We came here with a promise that God would love us and provide for us if we would follow Him. But He does it even when we stray. Just because we stray don't mean you're out of the fold. In the biblical evidence, were there times when the shepherds would have this flock of sheep and some sheep would scatter? Did that ever happen in the Bible? What does the shepherd do when that happens in the Bible? He goes and gets his sheep. The sheep is not what God wants to eat. That's not necessarily His favorite critter. It is an example of who He is among a flock of sheep. And so somebody strays off over here, and Brother High Pockets over here has to shake their hand and pray for them so they can be clean again. I'm going to tell you, there ain't a person in this world can shake a man's hand and give him absolution. You know, you can't absolve that. Only God can do it. But what we got to understand and be grateful for is God does it already. But I didn't ask Him. I forgot to ask Him. You don't. God picked up on that. God knows your heart. We have no right to demand anything from God. God, you send me down. So you'll never hear me do that. God gives you what He wants you to have. Be thankful, but be thankful for more than a little turkey in 5 days from now and a little pumpkin pie. Consider every gift that God has given to each of us that's yet to be given by His hand. And let your thanksgiving be God's way instead of a national holiday. I think it'd be good to have thanksgiving every day. Psalm 44:8. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Psalm 100, 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You know what God just told you? I don't quit. Now, I don't quit, God said. You don't quit either. Psalm 9, 1 and 2. I'll give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. We'll sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Have you ever given thanks for your children? We're on the way down here today, and Nita says, I'm thankful for our kids. I'm thankful for our kids. I'm thankful for your kids. I don't want to tend them, but I'm thankful for them. You don't want to tend mine either, you know. One thing good about the kids is they grow up. The other side is they bring more sometimes. Have we ever considered taking time to be thankful for a husband or a wife? Whether the husband or the wife or both is difficult. When's the last time you looked at your health? I did this morning. Every day of my life is a struggle right now. But I am grateful to God that I'm here to struggle. I don't like it. I don't have to like it. But I'm grateful God lets me live. When's the last time you entered into an assembly in God's covenant people and lifted praise to God for such a redeeming covenant? What I want to do and what I have tried to do in these years I've been your preacher is to see that God is the one who gets all the praise. And God will take the praise he gets from his glorious people. And he will, in his pride, shine that into the world. That's our job, is to be the reflector, basically. When's the last time you had to attend to a family member whose life had been placed in your hands? Was it ultimately that chose you to give them the care that you desperately needed? Have you ever had to care for somebody? Are there people in the church today in hospitals doing their job of helping people get well? Are they there? Are they missing the assembly? Are they missing God? No. When what you thought were your friends disappoint you, could we use that to see and know that we ourselves, instead of challenging them, have disappointed others ourselves? Does that go two ways? With all of the blessings we have you considered the blessing that you may have overlooked when you saw the dirty dishes and realized that you did not have to eat out of your hand or off the ground like many in this world do? Do we gripe about dirty dishes? What if you didn't have any food? That'd be a whole lot different. With all those dirty dishes, there was not gratitude, thankfulness, thanksgiving, that there was an abundance for you and your family while others suffered without, even in this city. There's people today hungry, hungry today. You might say, I don't have any meals. Somebody said, well, get a job. Well, I got a job. And I got a meal, and it wasn't given to me either. Who provided that job? Was that God? You can't get away from God. There's nothing you can do. As bad as you and I hate to, could we find a blessing in paying car insurance for all things? I'm going to tell you, that stuff kills you. You know what? It'll kill you a whole lot quicker if you don't have it. If you pass by the laundry area and see a gigantic pile of laundry, could you turn that into a blessing instead of a curse, knowing that your family will be adequately clothed with clean clothes. When you have to tend a family member whose life and care has been placed in your hand, who was it ultimately that chose you to give them the care they desperately needed? Can God intervene in stuff like that and get you some help? Has He done it millions of times? That's what Thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is not about turkey. It's about friendship. It's about love. It's about togetherness. As unpleasant it is as this, it's because of constant sleepless nights and interruptions of rest and other activities. You're tired. Was it God who trusted you, even in your fatigue, to keep on with your mission? Have you ever had to just keep on when you wanted to quit? Well, Thanksgiving is about that. If there's a place for Thanksgiving in all of that, we ought to certainly be able to see it. Are you beginning to see that Thanksgiving is a way larger than just big and huge things that come along in your life? Oh, I can't believe this. My rich uncle died and they gave me his car. It was a Corvette. Woo, yeah. Pay the insurance on that baby and smile. Could you look through the fatigue in a situation and find that God was with you every step of the way, everything you were having to do, and be grateful? 1 Corinthians 1:4-5 says, I will always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Jesus Christ. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and all kinds of knowledge. Is God on your side? Is God looking out for you, watching out for you, caring for you? Can we simply develop a spirit within ourselves that will see God's hand in everything we see and do? Have you ever considered making a list of who you know and writing it down and seeing how important these people may be to you that you just kind of not looked at them closely? Thanksgiving is a gift from His human family that echoes back to thankfulness to Him, and He is all and does all for all of us and makes us rich, though we may be poor. Our thanksgivings gives God pleasure because He adores His human family. Psalm 106:7. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the Red Sea. Remember that back in the text? No matter how much you love, we have within us to take care of our family. We have the opportunity to take care of our nation. And we can do all of that, but we'll never come as close as we want to be to the fullness of what Jesus Christ can do for us. That's what thankfulness is. You're always going to be in a deficit. Jesus will always be in plenty. And He gives us the choice to serve Him or reject Him. Psalm 107:8-9. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love, His wonderful deeds for mankind. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. So today, my body is different. I don't know that this may apply to you. Today, my body is different than it was a year ago. I've seen a couple of you not look like teenagers anymore. Today, I struggle for things that I once could do so clearly. It was like, to me, falling off a log backwards. But those blessings still come. They just come with a little more trouble. But they come. In all of it, God still uses me, and I praise Him for that. I'll praise Him till the day I die. He's only showing me what's broken and needs repaired in my life. If there's a difficulty in your life, do not curse it. Do not rehearse it. For God brings back healing to the broken. Psalm 147:1-3. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. This is what Thanksgiving's about. Not turkey and not good food, which I'm not turning down, but what God has to offer supersedes it all. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles. He heals the brokenhearted, binds their wounds. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-18. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Urge you one another, brothers and sisters. Warn them who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. And the last part is this: rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That is God's way in Thanksgiving. Now I groan and moan. I get agitated. You get agitated. Thanksgiving is being thankful for all that you have. Or you may yet have. But more than that, it's being thankful for all that God has already given you. You can't beat that deal. You cannot outdo that deal. And the church said, Amen. Amen.